radio adventure. Get it even better.
Live.
Uncensored.
Radio Free America. Another exciting, informative hour is warming up. Rick Adams is on fire.
All right, Morris, if you're still with us, we're back on sooner than I thought. Carry on with what you were saying. You wanted to know about Bob Dacey?
Well, yeah, I was just going to say, if, after I get off the phone, if you could plug his show, The Simple Truth. He talks about the UN and all this trans-Texas corridor stuff. He's really got a good program, just like you do.
Yeah, he's, as a matter of fact, has written some articles for the New American about this thing.
He certainly, and so is Ms. Taylor.
When is the show on now? So he's on Monday, isn't he?
I believe so. We'll have to get the time, but maybe we can get that out. But the Campo down here approves whatever's being done, and the TxDOT implements it, and the CTRMA says. But what I always say is it's the Campo racketeers and the TxDOT terrorists and the CTRMA globalist mouthpiece. I mean, these people... other than reading these great fine publications that we've talked about, I'm in agreement with Bobby Dacey and Steve and all the people like yourself and Rick Adams. And also, I want to just put in a plug. Please support Republic Broadcasting. John Stattmiller and all the crew down there. There's nothing else that if you have a spare dime to give, there's not a greater cause than to support Republic Broadcasting. But I just wanted to say that just log on to the actual government websites themselves, the Central Texas Regional Mobility Authority. They blatantly talk about leveraging people's pensions to build toll roads on roads that we've already bought and paid for. And what I tell people all the time that think that tell me I'm some kind of conspiracist, I actually refer them to actual government websites. I mean, it's like reading a horror novel.
Do you have problems with people not believing you?
No, it's not that I have people having a problem with believing me, but if I do run into one of those guys with a 1,000-mile-away stare, you know, I just go ahead and give it to them in case they ever eventually wake up.
Yeah, here's something to tie all this in, Rick Perry, you know, Bilderberger Perry, keeps saying that we need to build all these toll roads because Texas is going to double its population. Right now, Texas, 40% of the Texas population is foreign-born or their children. That's 40%. And 90% of all population growth in this country is due to immigrants, legal and illegal, and their children. Two-thirds to three-fourths of the population growth in this country is due to immigrants, legal and illegal, yearning to breed free. I have a video of Williamson, who is the head of the Texas head of TxDOT, talking to an audience, and he is saying that in building these roads and everything, that he wants to invite companies to come down here because we're not going to do anything because of the availability of cheap illegal labor that we're not going to be throwing out because we welcome that sort of thing in Austin, in Texas. So right there you know, cause
there is hope. I'm going to get off the air, but I want to tell you this. And in 2001, they passed this bill, 342, and then in 2003, 3588, and then in 2005, 2702, and then this last week, neat bill, 792 in 2007. But in 2001, when 60% of the voters voted for this, no matter how big a crowd these people talk to, 60-something percent rejected Rick Perry, and there is a turnaround. People are waking up.
Yes.
We are taking this state back. We're going to win.
I'll have something to add to that. Thanks a lot for your call, Morris.
Bye-bye.
1-800-313-9443. This is Steve Mason on the Rick Adams Show, sitting in for the Texas Minutemen.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus,
What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world? Jesus answered them, You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond from Most Holy Family Monastery. We are now offering a critically important $10 package. The package contains three DVDs with 10 different programs, our new 658-page book called The Truth About What Really Happened to the Catholic Church After Vatican II, which is the most comprehensive book ever produced on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. You also get another 335-page book and other material. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. At the website, you can watch all of our videos for free, read sample chapters of the new book and other articles, or call us 24 hours a day at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or you can mail in your order to us at Most Holy Family Monastery, 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The price of the whole package is $10, which includes media mail shipping, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S. MostHolyFamilyMonastery.com.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Rick Adams is back.
Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of talk radio.
Welcome back to Rick Adams. This is Steve Mason sitting in for the Texas Minutemen, broadcasting from the People's Republic of Austin, Moscow on the Colorado, as we call it. 1-800-313-9443. In addressing the previous caller, Morris signed off on the positive note is that we are winning, and there is a near victory we had. The representative, state representative Mike Cruzy, who represents Williamson County up here, was the one, the villain, who introduced this toll road thing several years ago. And there was an all-out effort made to boot him out in the Republican primary last year, although he ran away with two-thirds of the vote. But the amazing thing here is an ultra-conservative Williamson County in the general election, Mike Cruzy, only took 50.5% of the vote. And the Libertarian took 4.5% and the Democrat the rest. The fact that a Democrat could come that close in Williamson County to overturning this Mike Cruzy,
incredible,
I think indicates that if we pull out the stops next time, we could throw this bum out. People are turning against this toll road business, and I think maybe the enemy made a mistake in heaping this abomination on top of us, along with the North American Union and the SPP. Go ahead, Fred. Read that.
We've got another article here from the CCR newsletter. Treacherous trio meet like thieves in the night. Even CCR members who receive the 911 newsletter and those on our email list with whom we share the findings of courageous patriots like Jerome Corsi, Phyllis Schlafly, and Dan Sheely, etc., who discovered and revealed the secret game plan of the globalist New World Order traitors to abolish U.S. and Canadian sovereignty, were shocked by the blatant show of contempt by the U.S. and Canadian citizens for their forthcoming secret meeting. On August 20 and 21, 2007, U.S. President Bush and Canadian Premier Stephen Harper and Mexican President Felipe Calderon will meet in Montebello, Quebec, Canada, to finalize the SPP agreement. Those who know the terms of the SPP know the price both American and Canadian citizens will pay for this treacherous agreement is approved. Abolishment of our sovereignty, abolishment of all citizens' constitutional rights and freedoms, which are currently under attack, enslavement of citizens to tyrant globalist elitists. Knowing the serious consequences of an SCPP agreement, both Canadian and American citizens plan to attend the conference and demand to be heard. However, this is not possible, Patrick Wood from JBS.org reports. Two Canadian citizens, organizations intending to observe and possibly expose the SPP have been informed by the management of the public facility that had rented in the municipality of Papinville, about 2 miles from Montebello, that the Royal Canadian Mounted Police Security Quebec and the U.S. Army will not allow them to meet there. Security officials intend to set up and enforce a 25-kilometer, about 15 miles, blackout around Chateau Montebello, where President Bush, Canadian Premier Stephen Harper, and Mexican President plan to meet. U.S. groups planning to travel to the area will also find that they were blocked. These groups include the Coalition to Block the NAU, composed of the John Birch Society, American Policy Center, Eagle Forum, and the Conservative Cause. Per Patrick Wood, since obviously none of these groups pose a physical threat to anyone, security is hardly an issue. This should be taken as a blatant attempt to stifle legitimate public inquiry and debate, and would threaten to bring to light the nefarious agenda of the SPP and its perpetrators. For complete information about the plan NAU, see Patrick Wood's website, www.augustreview.com.
This level of secrecy is doubly frightening. We all know that open borders is a welcome mat to illegal alien killers and terrorists, many with one goal, kill Americans. Is this a repeat of Nazi Gestapo or communist KGB meetings to determine how to deal with patriot Americans who oppose the New World Order?
Absolutely.
We'll see. The future of our nation and the very lives of our children literally hangs in the balance at this time. We must do another call, fax, email, blitz to our representatives and senators as we did to defeat the illegal alien amnesty. Please start now and do not quit. George Bush just advances through the flag. He doesn't back down. He just keeps right on going. This must be our priority effort, as if we do not have a nation, all else is a moot point. Please contact at least one representative and one senator every day with a very simple message. No SPP, no NAFTA highway, no North American Union, not now, not ever, or no vote, no bucks, and you are out of here at election time. And Mike Cruzy, are you listening? Together we defeated the treacherous or illegal alien amnesty. Together we can defeat this effort to destroy our nation. Together we have people power. Use it. So in one way, this the failure of our leaders is forcing the grassroots to get its act together. Let's take the next call.
We've got Henry from Connecticut. You're on the air.
Yeah, hi. You know, what makes me sick about this amnesty bill is that all it was predominantly third world, non-European, non-white, third world immigrants they want to bring in here to either change, flip over the country's culture, and you got these stupid older people I hear on some regular AM radio stations, used to be in the past anyway, who always think it's a good thing for all this just letting a bunch of crap come in here for sweat and work, and all they talk is work hard. I'm sick of it. I'm tired of hearing that same dumb, stupid phrase in this country, and it is particularly with this country socially. I'm not talking about the Constitution. I'm not talking about the Bill of Rights. But there's something wrong with this country with that crap, because I do talk to people who've been in, you know, Denmark, been in Germany, been in New Zealand, and they don't talk about stuff like spit on, smell, put it away, smear their own people and even their own younger people with all this work hard and morals and junk like they do here. And you do have some people who will go along with Bush, even if they're not globalists, who would think it's great to let all these third world crap come in this country illegally, legally, as long as they're going to sweat and make and downsizes the labor, downsizes the jobs. This is a record year of even teenagers not getting any summer jobs or hardly any because of the illegal, quote, what Jim Cederstrom calls them, the illegal bean people that are coming here.
Well, last week on the show, we do a TV show as well. We had a caller call in and was talking about how they do jobs that Americans don't want to do, which is we all know is a bunch of bull.
Yeah.
According to the March report of the State Education Agency, U.S. Department of Education, 21% of the adult population in the United States is functionally illiterate, and we're just importing more and more of that. And we have a huge labor pool of illiterate people. We don't need any more illiterate people. What we need is we need educated people. We need people who are going to be part of the, you know, the new economy. I hate to use that word, but definitely innovators. We've been a country of ideas, and we need the ideas to keep moving forward with our economy. It's definitely affecting the economy. It affects our...
it's been for 20 years, or 15 at least.
Right. There's a report by Kurt Hamilton, who is an environmental economist, talking about the different types of capital, natural capital, produced capital, and intangible capital. And what intangible capital is basically the power of the people, the human capital, the sum of the population's knowledge and skills. And that sum is what makes the difference. That sum is what makes our country great, because we're able to have that intangible capital that even though we don't have a huge amount of natural resources, even if we did have a huge amount of natural resources like some other countries, without the intangible capital, our economy pretty much would not be able to compete. And every time we import another poor and uneducated, often criminal, illegal alien into this country, we're taking away from our intangible capital, and we're taking away from our ability to have a standard of living that is what historically what we've enjoyed.
Yeah, not only that, it's bringing down our gene pool even. A lot of things. Now, I didn't know that there's 20% of people illiterate. You know, I'll tell you how the cause of that, too. I know that some things with the school system, I don't like the, you know, I came out of school, so I don't like the special ed, psychological, Prozac, Ritalin, all that self-esteem, what color jeans the kids, students are wearing, crap that they do push here, especially in some of the areas like New York and Chicago, where you have a lot of Jewish type staff faculty.
Well, even then, here in Austin, Texas, it seems like another liberal agenda every two or three years is coming down the pipeline on how to change the system, how to change the education system. And the schools here, the public schools here, are just atrocious.
Oh, even there, even in Texas.
Even in Austin.
And I thought that would be a little different.
No.
Oh, yeah, I guess it's not. Yeah, oh, I said, right, that's Bush country.
That's right.
That's skull and bone, yeah. Well, you know, but it's always this politically correct nonsense. Now, the thing about this with the education, I do not believe that there should be no public school system. I'm going to tell you why. You don't have to be I'm not a communist at all. I'm not totally right-wing either, but I'm not I can't say I'm not a Marxist or really a socialist per se. But I believe that this country should be more in standard living, economy, culture, and language, and be able to technologically and scientifically compete with people like Japan and Germany, where their people, even if their people drink or hang out or whatever, but still when it came to schools technologically or when it came to you know, building electronic things or whatever, like you're talking chips or anything, they do a good job, and not only make it last long, too, not something to fall apart. Here, all they talk is independence, not constitutional independence. Now, that's different. I'll tell you what kind of independence I mean, what I hear from the AM radio, okay, from the dummies, but not as much anymore, but very recently. And they keep talking all this independent. They think the school system that, you know, all they worry about is where they stumble.
Stay on the line.
Oh, okay.
Stay on the line, and we'll let you finish that thought. This is the Rick Adams Show. Steve Mason and Fred Marshall sitting in for the Texas Minutemen. 1-800-313-9443.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine-tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra-long telescopic antenna, line-out and external line-in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio. You get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Morning, neighbor.
Hey, shouldn't you be at work?
I am. As a matter of fact, I pulled another all-nighter.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Well, at least I'm making money 24/7. But I never have to go to work.
So, what do you do?
Not very much at all now. About a month ago, I heard about this website. It's got a funny name. It's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
That is funny.
Yeah, you can earn $1,200 to $12,000 a week starting the very first week.
Oh, is that how you bought that new mower?
Yeah, and the motorcycle I've always wanted, too. You should log on. Find out how you can become financially free.
So what was that website?
It's www.DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Just wait, I'll go get a pen so I can write that down.
You don't need to write it down. It's easy to remember. DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Yeah. DidYouRobBillGates.com. That is easy.
It's easy, and the money is awesome.
The New World Order Thought Police are on the run because Rick Adams is back on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Welcome back. This is Steve Mason and Fred Marshall from the Texas Minutemen sitting in for Rick Adams. We have Henry on the line. Henry, I wanted to just mention a couple things to what you said. What you could say to these people who talk about how hardworking they are and such like that, the answer to that is you say is that Hispanics or third worlders or whatever coming in don't have a special patent on hard work. Which they seem to think that they're doing. Now, I want to put in a little disclaimer here. We don't want to, about the sort of the racial aspect you were getting into there. But let's hear what they say themselves. I'm reading this out of Pat Buchanan's book, State of Emergency. Yeah. And I got a little blurb here. In 2001, the award-winning novelist Elena Poniatowski, who came to Mexico as a child during World War II, told an audience in Caracas, I think Venezuela, quote, Mexico is recovering the territories yielded to the United States by means of migratory tactics. The common people, the poor, the dirty, the lice-ridden, the cockroaches are advancing on the United States, a country that needs to speak Spanish because it has 33.5 million Hispanics who are imposing their culture. It fills me full of joy because the Hispanics can have a greater influence all the way from Patagonia to Alaska, unquote, you know, right out of their own mouths.
Well, there's something worse. There was a woman that Ricky Adams had on from San Diego, San Francisco, and California. Her name was Kosmowski or Lakowski or something. It's a lady. And
Tchaikovsky,
she says,
yeah.
Yeah, right. And she calls, she says that they personally say the death of the white race, okay? I mean, the stuff that, that's why you have Tom Metzger. I'm telling you, the stuff that, she's not lying, but...
I know her. I met her when she was out in Austin back
in June. Okay, good. So I'm glad you knew of her. Yeah. It's ridiculous. And but technically, but getting to the education thing, I know the education system is a failure now, but we should take better care of our people in terms of academically and invest the money when, let's say, when we clear out the mess that's in the school system. And that doesn't mean to go back to all this religious and prayer stuff. They don't have it in Japan and Germany. I don't think it should be here. But I think they, when it comes to technological thing and having our people as sophisticated and as prepared like the Germans, the Scandinavians do, and even Japan. And since our country's heritage was mostly from, you know, founded from Europe, we should have something as equally too. In terms of our cars, in terms of making chips. I mean, I know Europe doesn't make computer chips, but I mean, they could have. But we should have things of similar quality. These, it seems to me, I'll say this, I'll go, that not you guys, but some of the people I see that are much older than me that I hear on the AM radio, at least over, I'm in Connecticut, but when I used to be here in New York, okay, especially, I would hear, is they just care about whether this country just swap and sweat and live up to all these certain standards of what they think of being better people or moral or whatever. And it's okay for us to be a piece of crap. It's okay for, you know, our cars to be junk compared to Volvo or Volkswagen or Mercedes or BMW. You know, as long as you live up to all this, it's more, we should focus more on being better people and being moral and working hard. And meanwhile, I'm seeing that even in the 80s, the Japanese and even academically, even the Germans, the Scandinavians, they were way ahead of us.
Absolutely. And
I mean, I'm not talking about socialism. I'm talking about education, technologically. Well, even along with their freer sex lives, they still were more technologically advanced. That's what we used to be.
That's right. And that's, I mean, the it's an education, right? The whole high school level education started during the Great Depression just to take those people out of the job market. It's basically created just to babysit them and keep them out of the job market. But what it should be used for is to prepare them for being able to have the ideas and bring those things to fruition of think critically, you know, basic stuff, reading, writing, arithmetic, thinking critically.
Yeah, making things like solar and wind and stuff like that, which Europe does do about 10% more than we do. And it's not paid for by the government. I'm just seeing the farmers can't survive without it. Over there in Germany, there's too much here emphasis on religion and standards by some, and then of course you got the communists and those other idiots like Hillary and them on the other side, which is really forget it.
I mean, right. So
and there's too much emphasis on racial diversity.
It's not a,
too,
education shouldn't
push.
Education shouldn't be a forum for just brainwashing.
Social engineering. Right.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. It should be a place for you to
it's disgusting.
To
yeah.
succeed academically and. In Germany, for instance, you usually choose a path. You either go with a liberal path or you go, you know, like liberal arts, or you go with a more scientific path. And to me, when I look at it, I think that high school should be something that you go to when you're ready to go to, and it should be something that is preparing you to go to college. And if you
well,
want to
preparing you for a good job market with a good salary. They just care about whether our young people struggle. They don't care whether they make money for themselves or a good living.
What I'm saying is that,
sorry, I don't want to interrupt. Go ahead.
No, just follow me out on this. If you could have basically like a credit to either go to a trade school for free or to go to high school where you're prepared to go to college, and then you or if you wanted to enter the job market in eighth grade, you know, after you finish eighth grade, and by eighth grade you better be able to read, write, and do arithmetic and think critically. Then you can go into the job market for however long you want to, and you still have that credit to either go to a trade school or to actually go to high school, which is a prep school for college, so that you can go. Because what's happening in America right now is that when our people enter, when the U.S. citizens enter college, they are way behind the other people from around the world that are coming to our country.
Yeah, especially Europe, which is what this country came from. As a matter of fact, I'll tell you, if I would say this, I'll go, I hear the music. If I was president, I would take the homeschooling books, especially ones that are non-religious, but are damn good academically. If I was a president or administrator of a school or state, and I would put them in the schools and throw together academic books.
Gotta go, gotta go.
Out. Okay, bye.
All right, Henry.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond from Most Holy Family Monastery. We are now offering a critically important $10 package. The package contains three DVDs with 10 different programs, our new 658-page book called The Truth About What Really Happened to the Catholic Church After Vatican II, which is the most comprehensive book ever produced on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. You also get another 335-page book and other material. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. At the website, you can watch all of our videos for free, read sample chapters of the new book and other articles, or call us 24 hours a day at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or you can mail in your order to us at Most Holy Family Monastery, 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The price of the whole package is $10, which includes media mail shipping, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S. MostHolyFamilyMonastery.com.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Haven't you got any respect for this town?
I just lost it.
All right, welcome back to the Rick Adams Show. I'm your co-host, I'm your substitute host, Steve Mason, and Fred Marshall, sitting in for Rick Adams. We have open lines, 1-800-313-9443. I just wanted to throw in a good news, bad news thing about our education system. The good news is that at least here in Austin, they do have some technical training, a number of them at the junior college levels. And, of course, our universities are, of course, top-notch in the world. Unfortunately, we are bringing in a good deal of foreign students who end up staying here and moving into the higher levels of academia and such, displacing Americans. It was in the news the other day, one state was proposing, I forgot what state it was, that students pick a major by the ninth grade. So some of that stuff is coming to fruition. But I think we're not seeing the forest for the trees. If students who get out of high school, for example, could start working in construction to start learning the trades on the job, they're talking about trying to find money for job training programs for youth. And it doesn't seem to me that all these illegals who are stealing the jobs in construction – for example, are getting job training programs. If these people were booted out of the country, then we could simply move our own youth into it and they could learn on the job. And we wouldn't need to have to rely on expensive government-run programs like that. And if the job market were freed up, then the entrepreneurial spirit could take root, and students getting in or even in high school could be entrepreneurs in landscaping and construction subcontracting. So,
absolutely.
So I wanted to point that thing out.
Well, some of the schools here in Austin are instituting where you sort of pick a path early on, ninth grade, 12th grade, sorry, 9th, 10th grade, and but these are policies that are just very, very loose. And let's just get down to the brass tacks, okay? If you've got a classroom with 30 students in it, and you got two jokers in there that don't care about being in class and don't care about being in school, and they can just mess up everything for everybody else, because that teacher has to spend about 85% of her time or his time dealing with, you know, one or two guys or girls who don't want to be there and are just going to cause problems, either disrupting, you know, making all kinds of interruptions, and just basically destroying the learning process for everybody else.
Gang rulership also, which is occurring in the schools, and this is all related to the breakdown of the family.
So what do you do with those two jokers? You know, that's what I'm saying, is that you give them a credit. They can come to high school when they're ready, but in the meantime, go and figure your stuff out. You know what I mean? Because high school is not a place to just take away from everyone else their, I won't say right, but their privilege to go there and learn and be educated so that they can compete when they get to college. Because unfortunately, when you get to college, you have a lot of foreign students who are already steeped in knowledge in physics, and chemistry, mathematics. And the American citizens who have gone through the public school system and who have quested all the knowledge that they can possibly render from the public school system are already at a disadvantage and find themselves, you know, floundering in the first couple of years of college. And that's just not right. I mean, this is the greatest country in the world, so we should be really, really attuned to this particular issue when it comes to educating our children.
We need to have vocational programs started on a massive level in the high schools, which is done on a limited level. Let's just not turn it over to the Department of Education and make it a federal kind of oversight sort of thing.
Right. And I mean, you can't just legislate this kind of stuff. It's just got to be some common sense stuff.
It's got to be on the grassroots. So anyway,
and the reason why, you know, I keep talking about this is because I've been bringing up this intangible capital. And what I was talking about earlier, like Switzerland per capita is $648,000 wealth per capita. Okay. They only have 1% natural resources, 15% of produced capital. Okay. Natural capital is basically cropland, pasture land, forested areas. And then the produced capital is what most of us think of when we think of capital, you know, machinery, equipment, structures, infrastructure, and urban land. That's $648,000 per capita, and they only have 1% natural capital, 15% produced capital, but they have 84% intangible capital, which is what I was talking about earlier, which is the raw labor, the human capital, which includes the sum of population's knowledge, level of trust, society, and the quality of the formal and informal institutions. Right now, our formal and informal institutions are under attack, and our intangible capital, as a result, is going to be adversely affected. Right now, we're number 4 on the list behind Switzerland, Denmark, and Sweden with $512,000 wealth per capita, 3% natural capital, 11% produced capital, and 87% intangible capital.
Now, I was in Switzerland. I worked as a guest worker there many years ago. And, of course, they regulate who comes into their country, and they don't underpay their guest workers. And the Swiss have a sense of national pride and national identity and faith and trust in their governmental institutions. And that would be great if we could have that in this country. But, of course, with this balkanizing and the diversity as such, as we're losing our national identity.
Uh-huh. And whenever we let a huge population that is really does not have any allegiance to this country live among us, then that just is such a divisive effect upon the citizens here, making many of the people just throw up their hands and say, well, I'm just going to go to work and I'm just going to get mine and that's all I can do.
And that's where they got us, to have us divided and thus conquered. And that's their plan. And they're going to continue dumbing us down. And as the previous caller said, the earlier caller said, the fix is in.
That's
and
right.
It's got to be in our hands, because no one else is going to solve this problem for us.
And this is Steve Mason and Fred Marshall on the Rick Adams Show. Our number 1-800-313-9443. Call in with your comments as we continue on.
What else have we got here? Let's see. Let's go back to the 911 newsletter from the California Coalition for Immigration Reform. Little warning here about Obama. Look out for this guy. Even as Senator Barack Obama found himself under fire from the Hillary Clinton campaign over what she called his naive intention to meet with leaders of countries hostile to the U.S., the presidential hopeful praised the recent court decision overturning one city's attempt to protect itself from hostile foreigners filling their streets with drugs, crimes, and gangs as, quote, a victory for all Americans. This guy wants to be president of the United States. On Thursday, U.S. District Judge James Munley overturned Hazleton, Pennsylvania's Illegal Immigration Relief Act in a 206-page opinion that declared states and municipalities have no authority to stem illegal immigration. Listen to this. Senator Barack Obama told the nation's largest Hispanic advocacy group yesterday that he earned their support for his presidential campaign by marching in last year's May 1st immigration rallies and challenged them to learn whether others met that standard. Quote, find out how many senators appeared before an immigration rally last year. Who was talking the talk and walked the walk? Because I walked, Mr. Obama said at the National Council of La Raza's annual convention in Miami Beach. I didn't run away from the issue, and I didn't just talk about it in front of Latino audiences. You, Mr. Obama, I give you the most horriblest clown of the week award.
Hear, hear.
The Illinois Democrats said that both recent Senate immigration debate was, quote, both ugly and racist in a way we haven't seen since the struggle for civil rights. Unquote. Both Mr. Obama and Senator Clinton, and who's front runner, supported the illegal alien amnesty bill and assured the National Council of La Raza that they will work to pass a bill as president. I'm sure most everybody who's listening knows that, but I just want to drive the point home. Mr. Obama was the most forceful, promising, quote, in my first term, we will make this a priority and get this done, unquote. Ms. Clinton said she could not predict an outcome but promised her best efforts. In response to questions, Clinton would not promise to end large-scale raids on illegal aliens in the workplace, but she will, I can guarantee you. Instead, she said that she would ask Homeland Security to target employers as well. I don't believe her. Mr. Obama pledged to boost funding for authorities to go after predatory lenders who trick low-income borrowers into home loans they can't afford. So, you know, that's nice. Both candidates support the DREAM Act, which awards illegal aliens and state tuitions at public colleges and universities, legalizes the illegal alien students, and gives them a path to U.S. citizenship if they stay in school or serve in the military. So don't get snookered in by Obama. I'm sure nobody is, but he's man.
Well, Democrats historically have been on the side of open borders, and they just want to be seen, and they want to acquire that sect of the voting bloc, seeing as that many of the illegal aliens are actually voting in our elections.
They're the Tweedledee to the Tweedledum of the New World Order, anyway.
And so the answer from the Bush campaign and the Bushies is to increase enforcement, this phony enforcement. Washington, D.C., Numbers USA Today applauded the administration's announced no-match regulation to reduce the number of employers hiring illegal aliens and increase the use of the basic pilot program for workforce verification. renamed E-Verify. Some of the 23 proposed reforms are part of existing law, and others have the potential to increase the number of immigrants and open loopholes in our national security. It is heartening to see that the administration recognizes, ha ha ha, that the significant portion of immigration laws needed to be implemented, which we've been saying for centuries, said Numbers U.S. Executive Director Roy Beck. Interior enforcement, particularly in the workplace, is the cornerstone of the attrition through enforcement approach to solving our illegal immigration problems. Among the reforms are regulations that are yet to be promulgated, including streamlining existing guest worker programs. While it is better to improve current programs than to implement new ones, it is unclear whether the regulations will unnecessarily raise the numbers of guest workers. Additionally, Numbers USA has concerns about whether the changes to the guest worker programs or the proposed expedition of background checks will result in increased deficiencies in our national security. The devil in the details of the coming regulations, and it is my sincere hope that this won't be a case of one step forward, two steps back, said Beck. Americans will be watching closely to make sure that these promises of enforcement will not be a Trojan horse drastically increasing the number of immigrants in the U.S.
But that's exactly what it's going to be. You notice the sleazy little line that was put in there about Bush recognizing finally the need to start enforcing the laws that we already have. He didn't just suddenly wake up to this. This is a ploy to continue his open borders thing, because what he's going to do is he's going to target areas of enforcement, which is going to cause the greatest disruption for families, causing a big screaming outcry against enforcement.
Bingo.
And he's going to start trying to push his amnesty program again. Only
the guest worker program.
Yeah.
Earned citizen program.
The whole bit. And he's
saying that we're dividing the families when, in fact, it's usually the patriarch of the household who leaves the family to begin with to come here illegally, breaking the family at that time. Of course, we're left here to have this moral obligation, quote unquote, to clean it up.
Yeah, yeah. And Chertoff several weeks ago talked about how ugly this was going to be, how it was going to start breaking up families and such like that. And he's warning us ahead of time what he's planning to do. This is just this stinks. So if Bush will I don't know how Bush is going to do this. He's got to put a minimum effort into it, just enough to satisfy us a little bit and maybe help the Republicans get in November. But don't count on this on having any major effect or impact. If he really wanted to do this, he could start cracking down on illegals in sanctuary cities, and that would start the exodus out of the country. But he doesn't intend to do that. There are so many here that he can simply pick and choose areas of enforcement that are not going to have any overall impact.
Right, and we already have laws on the books for local law enforcement agents to be able to enforce immigration laws. Governors can appeal to the federal government, and obviously this whole process is not being put in place and is just kind of being left on the wayside, not mentioned in the media, not being mentioned by the president, not reaching out to the governors and saying, we're going to help you enforce immigration laws.
Oh, quite the contrary. He's going to continue to try to break the back of the Border Patrol. And, of course, Chertoff gave the warning is that sectors of the economy would start to suffer as the illegal aliens were busted out. And, we haven't been enforcing this law for 20 years. And so I say that it's like weaning a person off of heroin.
Absolutely.
You're just going to have to suffer a little bit at first. If you were to get rid of all the illegals in this city, I think that would solve the problem of black teenage unemployment, which
sure.
is a scandal.
Sure.
A scandal in this country.
Well, I noticed this last summer that you didn't see kids – out and about. They're all inside playing their Xboxes, they don't have any motivation to get out and get into the workforce because the wages are so low that they just laugh at it. you know.
Yeah. And of course, one area where the illegals are dominating, of course, is in the restaurant and service sectors. And those are the areas where teenagers need to get in. You have to be 18 to work construction. But for those 16-year-olds, dishwashers and busboys are how you break into it, and that is where you learn your work ethic. Dishwashing is something that is a very important thing. That's where you learn your work ethic. That's where I learned mine as a guest dishwasher in Switzerland.
Right, right. Well, it's not just that. There's other avenues.
Those are for the people who are too young to work in the construction.
Mm-hmm.
But you
mm-hmm.
get those people out. I don't want to hear about that the restaurant and such and the hotel industries would suddenly collapse.
Well, it's not about just we need to just make it harder, more difficult for illegal aliens to, you know, get checking accounts, for illegal aliens to get driver's licenses, for illegal aliens to get a job, not have to pay taxes, use false identification, all these things, which would basically make it economically better for them to make the choice to return to their home country.
And we need to get rid of this jackpot baby allowance where someone...
I mean, because Mexico is the eighth wealthiest country in the world, you know.
Is it?
Yeah.
It isn't going to be for longer. They're stripping their country bare.
1-800-313-9443. Rick Adams.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Morning, neighbor.
Hey, shouldn't you be at work?
I am. As a matter of fact, I pulled another all-nighter.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Well, at least I'm making money 24/7. But I never have to go to work.
So, what do you do?
Not very much at all now. About a month ago, I heard about this website. It's got a funny name. It's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
That is funny.
Yeah, you can earn $1,200 to $12,000 a week starting the very first week.
Oh, is that how you bought that new mower?
Yeah, and the motorcycle I've always wanted, too. You should log on. Find out how you can become financially free.
So what was that website?
It's www.DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Just wait, I'll go get a pen so I can write that down.
You don't need to write it down. It's easy to remember. DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Yeah. DidYouRobBillGates.com. That is easy.
It's easy, and the money is awesome.
The first step in winning the war, spreading the word. Tell your friends Rick Adams is on RBNLive.com.
Folks, we're live from Austin, Texas, sitting in for Rick Adams. I'm Fred Marshall, and we've got Steve Mason here. We want to give you guys the opportunity to get involved. Austin Minutemen, if you want to get involved, please call this number, 647-4947. Get involved. We've got Numbers USA. We've got fair.org. Go to those websites and check them out. Also, the California Coalition for Immigration Reform. Join and play a vital role in the effort to save our sovereignty. Call 714-665-2500.
Now, the Austin Minutemen, we don't care if you belong to any other Minuteman group, the Texas Minutemen or U.S. Border Watch or Border Guardians up in Dallas or the Minuteman Civil Defense Corps. There are people from – we're like scattered units, scattered soldiers from different units who have landed behind enemy lines, and we need to pull together and start doing illegal alien day labor watching.
Absolutely, like they were doing in DFW. You know what? We need 647-4947. Call that number. Get involved. You can work it a number of different ways. You know, you can protest. You can work behind the scenes. You can help us out using the internet websites. We need to build a website for our organization.
Well, actually, no, we do have one, texansforfairimmigration.org. I think that one is still up. A friend of ours is maintaining that.
Good.
Of course, the number is USA. So I highly recommend that. If you don't want to come out and do protests at day labor sites, as they've had great success at doing out in Houston, at least do that. You have to do that. I'm sure most people are, but I can't overemphasize on that. And of course, join Jimmy Ritter from the trailerparkshow.com.
Right.
When he goes down to the border, I think that's an enjoyable thing he does.
Absolutely.
He actually picks up the litter and he helps the border patrol, and he doesn't create any ill will to illegals going across. And he's done a great job in reaching out, in fact, to the tourist bureau over there in Nuevo Laredo.
Sure.
And trying to get people to go back down there and shop there, because they're really suffering down there. The economy is about to tank because of the fears of the gang shootouts. And downtown Nuevo Laredo is very much cleaner than Laredo is downtown, and it's a fairly good, safe place to go. And so there's another thing you can do.
Absolutely. Absolutely. There's a lot of ways that you can apply your strength as an American citizen, instead of just getting up every day and going to work. There's always something else that you can do. There's always a more productive way to use your time. And if you care about the sovereignty of this country, this is an issue that you can get on. This issue filters itself into almost all the other issues, and it usually just boils right down to sovereignty, because our sovereignty is under attack. We are under attack. We are under an illegal alien invasion. People who don't want to speak our language, learn our culture, abide by our laws, our ways, our rules, are pounding at the foundation of our civil institutions, our cultural, lingual institutions, and as long as those institutions are under attack and as they continue to be degraded, we will see our economic power in the world overall be diminished.
You said it, Fred. That sums it up pretty well. If anything, hey, if you could, most people could afford an extra $20 a month. Turn down your air conditioning. Don't use it as much. Don't buy pizza or eat out as often. Or, buy beer. Make your own beer, like I do. You know, and that $20 could go for a lot of gas money for the Texas Minutemen, or give it to the Terry Anderson Show, Republic Broadcasting, or anything like that. We're going to have to, do some belt tightening, but, the men who signed the Declaration of Independence, numbers of those people lost everything they had to create that country, and we're going to have to do the same to keep it, because...
Thanks for listening to the Rick Adams Show. I'm Fred Marshall and Steve Mason sitting in.
For the Texas Minutemen, call 5 for the Austin Minutemen.